He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the March 24th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, I want to talk about today baseball, basketball, and biotechs in that order. But before we do that, let's get a feel for where the market is so far. Not too good right now. We've got the S&P down in the red, basically even on the year now. The S&P is down almost 6 points at 1861. The Dow, nope, just went negative. It was positive. It was up 77 points this morning. Now it's down 5. The Dow is at 16,310. The NASDAQ, taking it on the chin again today after Friday's bashing, the NASDAQ is down 29 points to 4,247. Gold is down 1.3%. Boy, nobody's making money today, huh? Gold is at $13.18.90. Crude oil, there's a little money being made in crude. Looks like Vladimir's paying for those Olympics a little bit with high oil prices. Crude oil is at $100.11. The euro's at 1.38. The dollar continues to be very soft in here. The 10-year yield, 2.76% right now. And we've got a lot of cross currents going on in the market. I compared it to an LA freeway. A Los Angeles freeway in my newsletter over the weekend. Just when you think there's clear sailing and you're finally going to make some headway, traffic comes to a halt once again. And here we are. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Okay, things are changing in the market, and I said that eventually they would. We had an unabated run of about 15 months in the market, especially in the high flyers, the biotechs, the internet stocks, the pharmaceuticals, the healthcare stocks. But I also said when things change, when things begin to change, you'll hear it here first. Well, maybe you heard it somewhere else before this, but you're going to hear it here today that it does appear that things are beginning to change in the market. And I would say that there were two major events last week that are causing a sea change. But before we get to that, just a short note on baseball and basketball, and then we'll get to the biotechs. I spent my weekend in Arizona with my family in Peoria watching a little bit of springtime baseball. I want to give a report to our listeners up at KDAO in the Bay Area that their Giants look very good. Baumgartner looks good this year, at least against the Padres he looks good, so you have to factor that in. And good old Buster Posey, who's been a thorn in our side for many years now, hit a grand slam in the second inning, dashing our hopes of a victory. And it was a very lively game. And I would also report that Pablo Sandoval has lost a lot of weight and looks much more athletic this year. So we'll see if that helps the Giants chase those Dodgers, who are 2-0 right now. We next move to the Seattle Mariners, to all of our listeners up in Seattle. They look better. They look better than last year. We saw Robbie Cano. I was sitting right behind home plate and watched Robinson Cano crush a pitch off the right field wall. I go, I'm glad he's not in our division. So you'll be happy, I think, with Robbie Cano and the other acquisitions you made in the offseason. And lastly, those Texas Ranger fans. We have our show is heard in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We played Texas yesterday, and we clobbered them. The Padres clobbered them, knocking out their pitcher, Saunders, knocking out their catcher, Soto, and knocking out their second baseman, Profar. So we'll see. Things look a little dicey from the injury standpoint. In Texas. Lastly, basketball. Our San Diego State Aztecs are in the Sweet 16. I had Wichita State going all the way. I'm dead in the water. So now I'm a Aztec. I'm a dyed-in-the-wool Aztec fan since I was a little kid. So I am probably headed up to Anaheim Thursday to watch my San Diego State Aztecs play those terrific team in Arizona, the Wildcats. And the hotel right across the street from my business here, one of the teams was leaving. I'm not sure which one it is. I think it's UCLA, because we had several games in San Diego here over the weekend at our Viejas Arena. Okay, now on to biotechs. There were two seminal moments in the market last week. One came on Wednesday when our new Fed chair, that's what she wants to be called, slipped a couple of words out of her mouth that really have changed the sea, in the tide in the market for now. And we'll see whether the market can recover from her two words, 6 months. See, up until now, the taper was a given. But rising interest rates, nobody really wanted to think about it. It's like a diet, you know. You know it's out there, hanging out there somewhere. At some point in time, you're going to have to go on a diet, but for now, it's the holidays or you're on vacation and let's enjoy the moment. But sometime there's going to be a diet out there in the future, and that's a diet that the market's going to have to go on. Not only is it going to have to rely on the Fed not behind us buying those bonds anymore, but she also struck the first blow, sounded the first warning, sounded the first trumpet that interest rate hikes are coming. Now, whether she meant to say it or not, she said it. The toothpaste is out of the tube, and the markets are adjusting, and they're adjusting, and they're digesting, and we'll see where this all lands. But it has changed. It has changed the environment in the world, in the market, and we're going to see some sector rotation now. I believe that those sectors, that those asset classes that have been leading the market for the last 15 months, I believe it's up in the air right now. The plates are spinning, and we're going to see where they land right now. One plate that I know that got badly damaged on Friday came from another seminal event. It came from the Congress. Gilead, biotech company out of Foster City, California, up near the Bay Area, takes on heat as Congressman Waxman, Henry Waxman that is, who's also on the banking committee, I believe, ignites a debate on drugs. Now, this has never been seen before in America till now. And, well, for now, there still is no control over drug prices. But Henry Waxman has sent a letter to Gilead's CEO asking him to justify the price of hepatitis C drug Sovaldi. This sent a shiver through the biotech and the pharmaceutical sectors on Friday. In fact, this is a report that I listened to and I quoted in my newsletter on Friday from CNBC's Bob Pisani. Pisani went on to say that this inquiry has caused a drop in all biotech stocks. So if you say, well, what's wrong with this biotech? Or what's wrong with that one? What's wrong? Is there something going on at the company? No, there's something going on in the industry that's affecting all of the biotech stocks. And basically, as I looked at charts over the weekend, a lot of them, I saw the same thing. Almost every biotech, almost every pharmaceutical drug company was affected by this revelation that Congress is looking into the price of Gilead's hepatitis C drug. What is that price? $1,000 a day. I guess the first thing is, don't get hepatitis C if you can help it. You know, there are ways to prevent hepatitis C. But the interesting part of this investigation is the following. There's a competitive drug out there on the street, and I can't think who makes it right now off the top of my head. But the average price for a treatment of it is $70,000 over a period of 24 to 48 weeks. So in other words, you come down with hepatitis C, you take this other drug, the competitor's drug, for 24 to 48 weeks, and it costs $70,000. The cure rate is 55%. Gilead's drug is $90,000 to $100,000. You only take it for 8 to 12 weeks, but the cure rate is 90 to 100%. So they're charging $20,000 more for a drug that's almost 100% effective, more effective than the competitor, but it's going to cost a lot more. And Congress has a problem with that. You can debate both sides of the issue all you want. But the bottom line is this. It sent a shiver through the pharmaceutical industry. More on this when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Docs Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Baseball, basketball, and biotechs. We covered the baseball part. Dodgers 2-0 in real play as they're playing down in Australia. Just don't fly Malaysia Airlines. And the regular season for most people will start this weekend. Let's take a look at the biotechs, which I just reported on Friday were waxed. I call it waxed. The headline in my newsletter was Biotechs Get Waxed. Democrat Henry Waxman from California, again, questioning, writing a letter to the CEO of Gilead Sciences in Foster City, California, asking him to justify the price of hepatitis C drug Sovaldi. This has sent a shiver throughout the entire biotech industry. And you can take whatever side of the debate you want to take that we should control the price. You know, I don't know. There's, on the one hand, there's more drug discovery in America than in any other country. And a lot of the drugs, they're expensive. They're expensive to develop. I wonder how much Sovaldi cost to develop. I don't know. But there's a lot of smart companies here in America that I guess you could say the profit motive and the capitalism motive is one thing that drives them. Maybe it's the major thing that drives them. San Diego company, Illumina, was named the smartest company in America by MIT over the weekend. Illumina spent a lot of money on developing a machine that does gene sequencing in a rapid fashion. These machines cost $10 million each. I don't know that Waxman's calling Illumina and saying, hey, how do you justify the price of a machine that costs $10 million each? So, you know, you can debate the other side too. Here's a life-saving drug that's 90 to 100% effective, takes half the time, and it doesn't have the side effects that the others have. The older drug treatments, which use interferon, cause severe flu-like symptoms, while another drug used, ribavirin, causes anemia. Now, I know just a little bit about this because I followed the life of Greg Allman a little bit. My wife and I have seen Greg Allman of the Allman Brothers perform many times. Greg Allman has struggled with hepatitis C for a long time. And he did the alternative treatment to Sovaldi. And I remember reading on his blog how miserable it was and how sick he was going through the treatment. But now there's a new drug called Sovaldi. The old drug costs $70,000 for a 24 to 48 week period of time. The new drug, which has very little in the way of side effects, which is 95 to 100% effective, and the treatment takes half the time, costs $90,000 to $100,000. The old drug costs $70,000. But they are going to have a congressional hearing, and they're going to take a look, and they're going to pick on Gilead Sciences, which is a stock, by the way, that I sold 2 weeks ago because I didn't like the price action in it. You see, I do have a sell discipline. And I've said this many times. When a stock starts to come under fire, or when the tide starts to turn, I don't care if it's an index, I don't care if it's a sector, I don't care if it's an individual stock. You know where the trouble first starts to show up? It starts to show up in the stock chart. And it can still be a highly rated stock, and it can still be undervalued. And you can argue the fundamentals till you're blue in the face. But when the sentiment on a stock starts to turn, it shows up visibly in the stock charts. And that's why I sold Gilead a couple of weeks ago. And I also said in my newsletter last week that I'm lowering my exposure to the biotechs rapidly. Now, I didn't know that Friday was going to be a devastating day for the biotechs. I'm still caught holding the bag on several. I didn't know that all of a sudden there would be an unprecedented congressional investigation into the price of Sovaldi. But I've seen over the last several weeks several biotech stocks starting to roll over. Maybe the Congress was selling their biotech holdings out of their 401ks. I don't know. They seem to get information that we don't get sometimes. There's more news. Let me just give you a little bit more. Gilead's CEO, John Martin, is making Sovaldi available to Egypt for $900 for a three-month regimen. There's more hepatitis C in Egypt than in any other country. Did you know that? So I guess on the one hand, Martin's got a good drug there that he's going to charge $90,000 for here in the United States. And in Egypt, he's going to charge them $900. So this will be a very interesting debate. The bottom line is this. There is now controversy surrounding the high-flying biotech sector. And it's generally controversy like this that just brings a sector, a leading sector, to a screeching halt. And how many times have I said, quoted Yogi Berra, it ain't over till it's over. And the biotechs have been flying high for a long, long time. But it looks to me like it's over for now. You still take it on a case-by-case basis. But I'm almost certain as I go through my individual holdings today that I will continue. What biotechs I still own, they were already on a very short leash. And now that leash may be pulled in and they may be discarded and looking for new winners to emerge. And as I looked at hundreds and hundreds of charts during my downtime over the weekend, I saw a lot of new sectors. And I would say if one stood out to me more than any other, it's the banking sector. The banking sector liked the news that it heard from Janet Yellen on Wednesday, because higher interest rates give them more room to move, a little more wiggle room. And it looks like higher interest rates are on the horizon. So banking could replace biotechs as the leading sector in the market. I would also say this, that it looks to me like the internet sector and the other drug stocks, the pharmaceuticals, the big guys, also look like they're under pressure right now. So we're going through a little gyration, which may turn into a big gyration in the market right now. We're waiting for new leaders to emerge. I'm watching the banks emerge. I'm also watching the semiconductors continue to do well. And I'm also watching another sector, the energy patch, the oil stocks and the energy service stocks. Lots of them beginning to emerge also. So like I said, you probably thought that's all I ever buy is biotech stocks because I've been talking about them for the last 15 months. I said, you know, at some time I won't be talking about them anymore because new leadership will emerge. And when we come back, we're going to take a look at some evidence of where that new leadership may be coming from. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson. As I said, there were two big events in the market last week, which I talked about in my newsletter over the weekend. The first one occurred during Janet Yellen's first interview, press conference after her, after the Fed meeting. And she slipped out two words, 6 months. Just two words, 6 months. And now you have a sea change in the market. The market is digesting this. See, the market had already just about digested the taper knowing that another billion or another $10 billion would come off the top and it would continue until that was zeroed out. And, of course, that's caused enough trouble in the market because as you look at the market so far, we're almost one quarter into the new year and we've made no progress whatsoever. It's okay. You know what? Markets go through funks like this. They don't go up every day. They don't go up every week. They don't go up every quarter. They don't go up every year. And the taper talk has put a chill into the market for now. And you throw in that geopolitical situation that we've had over in the Ukraine and the problem that we've had in the emerging markets, which seems to be over for now. And the markets have made no progress so far this year. No progress whatsoever. And now, on Friday, the leading sector in the market comes under fire, the biotech sector, a sector that I've been lowering my exposure to considerably over the last several weeks. Still hold a few, though. In fact, I just looked at one that I own, and I'm going to hold on to it for now. It still looks okay, and I think the prospects are quite bright there. But I've sold many of my leaders, Jazz Pharmaceutical, Illumina. I sold half my Dexcom. I sold several of the stocks that I made a ton of money in over the last year or so. And I sold my Gilead a couple of weeks ago. And now Gilead comes under fire with new revelations about an inquest into how much they're charging for their Sovaldi drug, which has a 90 to 100% success rate over hepatitis C. So we'll see where it all lands. But when controversy hits a sector, you're better off sitting on the sidelines. Okay, so now the question is, and this is a fair question to ask. The market's up zero for the year. The leading sectors in the market are no longer the leading sectors in the market. How does anybody make any money in the market this year? And the answer, the best answer that I can give you is in individual stocks. Even though the field is much more narrow than it was before, there are still lots of individual stocks that look very promising right now. And my own portfolios, my model portfolios, which are now all down. Now, I think the conservative growth is still positive by a little bit, but my aggressive growth portfolio, I think, is down about 3% so far this year. It's going through some transition right now. And it's going into stocks that I believe are just beginning to emerge as new market leaders as the old leaders start to fall. And I've been saying, I've been warning, I've been preparing you for this moment by saying all along that there will be a time, it ain't over till it's over, but at some point in time, these asset classes and these sectors that have been leading the market are going to eventually fall from grace. And they're going to hand off the baton to new market leaders. And it appears to me that we're in the early phases of that, which can be a little bit turbulent right now. But at the same time, new leaders will emerge. So here we are almost 3 months into the new year. We've got an S&P 500 that is now basically even for the year. We've got a Dow Jones Industrial Average, which is down almost 3%, 2.5% on the year. We've got a NASDAQ that is still barely positive, but more than likely ready to go negative. We have emerging markets down 6% so far this year. We have Europe down 3% this year. No wonder I put up the yellow flag on January the 3rd. We have China down 11.5% year to date. We have Russia down 15.4% year to date. We have Latin America down 7.3%. There's not a lot of areas that are making money right now. In fact, you could be underwater by quite a bit so far this year if you've been in the emerging markets. Gold is still up, but falling fast. Gold is up about 7% year to date, but gold didn't like what Yellen had to say either. So where are we going to make money in 2014 in a flat year, in a flat to down year so far? And again, I would come back to you and say it's all going to come from individual stock picking. Putting together portfolios of odds and ends and this and that of companies that are flourishing in one way or another in the current market. And as I looked at charts over the weekend, I saw lots and lots of very promising looking stocks. Now, I'll take a look today and see if they're following through or if they're emerging as new leaders. And I'll get rid of anything that looks like it's falling apart right now, which there are a lot of former leadership stocks that are falling apart right now. And I'll adjust my portfolios accordingly today. Okay, so where do we look? Well, we begin with the asset classes like we do every week. There's 33 different asset classes that I track on a daily basis. The top seven are still all U.S. stock related. Small cap, micro cap, mid cap, NASDAQ, all U.S. related. So, in finding those individual stocks that are hopefully going to make us some money eventually here in 2014, it would seem, at least for now, that the best aisle to shop in is still the United States. It's still the best aisle. Even though it's flat on the year, there's more individual winning stocks within the U.S. stock market than any other stock market around the world. So that's our first clue, okay? And I showed a chart of some of the leading asset classes, small cap value, for instance, and they're still holding up okay. But the trick is you have to find the right stocks within those asset classes. As I look at the worst asset classes to be invested in, this is where you're not prone to find winners. Shorting the market, still the worst place to be. You're bucking a 5-year and 2-week old bull. Not a good thing to do. Gold, also not a good place to be right now. Silver, not a good place. It's still one of the worst ranked asset classes. Anything related to commodities, still a very bad place to be. And for now, the emerging markets are still a bad place to be. So the odds, the percentages, the probabilities still favor U.S. stocks, and more particularly, small and mid-cap U.S. stocks. Next, we look at the sectors of the market to look for clues as to where we might find some winners this year. Now, as of Friday, the pharmaceutical sector was still the leading sector in the market, but if you look at a chart, which is a leading indicator, it doesn't look good right now. I think you have to put a very, very short leash on some of the big, big winners, doubles, more than doubles that we've racked up in the last year. I think you have to keep a very short leash because this one event, a congressman from California calling Gilead CEO on the carpet, is enough to send a chill throughout this entire sector. Now, here's an important clue. The number two ranked sector in the entire market right now is the regional banking sector. And as I looked at stocks over the week, and I know this isn't exciting. I know it's not sexy. I know it's not the latest drug, or it's not the latest chip, or it's not the latest company moving into the clouds. But the regional banking stocks liked what they heard on Wednesday from Janet Yellen. Now, when we come back, there's a couple others that I want to point out here, do you? Where are we going to make money in 2014? That's a fair question to ask. This is Bill Gutterson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, it appears that we've come to that point in time that I've been warning about that would come at some point in time. 15 months now, we've had nothing but an unabated market, 18 months call it, wherein the U.S. small caps, U.S. mid caps, U.S. micro caps have led the charge up San Juan Hill. And more particularly, we've had the pharmaceutical stocks, the biotech stocks, the technology stocks, and the healthcare stocks leading that charge. And it's been a good run. It's been going on for 15 months. And riding that wave, riding that trend, has brought us some huge returns over the last 12, 15 months or so. You can take a look at the returns that I was able to rack up last year in my conservative growth accounts, aggressive growth accounts, and income accounts, and mutual fund accounts, by being in the right areas at the right time. Then on January 3rd, I didn't like a lot of different things that I saw. I knew that the Fed would continue to be tapering. I didn't like the fact that stocks had gone so far so quickly, and I put up a yellow flag on January the 3rd. That didn't mean to run to the sidelines in cash. It just meant to be very, very cautious. This is no longer a market that you can have your pedal to the metal and your foot on the accelerator and riding these leaders for all they're worth. You have to be very, very careful, and you have to take it on an individual case-by-case basis. And as we sit here today, almost one quarter into the new year, I still have a yellow flag up on this market. I've had a yellow flag up on it all year long. But at the same time, I haven't seen that noticeable shift in trends. I've just seen them starting to wobble a little bit. But then last week we had two seminal events that could cause them to wobble even more. And now you've got to be really careful. Not only do you have to be careful with what you currently own, and I would say that Ms. Yellen, with her comments about now I'm preparing you for hikes in the Fed rates down the road, that's a seminal event. And Congress now investigating drug companies, one drug company in particular, for charging what they think is an astronomical price, and you can argue it one way or another, it still causes a chill in that pharmaceutical sector. And like I said, been saying for many weeks, it ain't over till it's over, but it appears to be over for now in several of these leading sectors. So where are we going to make money? Let me give you some specific ideas. The banking stocks, the regional banks, I know they're not as sexy and as exciting as the biotechs, but you have to go where the money is in the market, number one. Number two, the utility stocks for income. I see utility stocks breaking out all over the place to the upside. Number three, there may be some opportunities here on the inverse side of the market. For instance, if I were to get very specific, BIS, which is an inverse on the biotechs. There's also an inverse on the pharmaceuticals. There's also an inverse on healthcare. There's also an inverse on the high-flying technology stock. These are all ones that I'll be watching this week going forward, because we have to make the best of the hand that we've been dealt right now. We've been dealt a hand that has delivered zero so far this year overall in the S&P 500. We've been dealt the hand that if you're an international investor, you're down 7 to 10% so far this year after a terrible year last year. Luckily, I'm not an international investor. We've been dealt the hand where the Fed is tapering, and they're going to continue to taper. We've been dealt a hand that is a slow growth economy, 2.5%. You have to be a company within that economy that is flourishing, despite the weak economy. And now we've been dealt two more blows. The first being the fact that we have to brace for higher interest rates down the road. Fed hikes, which we haven't seen. I have to look back when the last time the Fed hiked interest rates. That's an interesting study. Maybe somebody can email me that. I'm sure you can Google it. When was the last time the U.S. Fed hiked interest rates? Well, we now know that they're looming out there on the horizon, and that sends a chill through the market. And lastly, the biotech investigation. Biotech's coming under fire. These are all seminal events that affect you, that affect your portfolio, that affect your 401k, and we have to adjust our portfolios accordingly. So I'm glad I have my app to keep me straight here on the straight and narrow, and not to insist that my fundamentals are right and I'm going to stick by my stocks that are starting to roll over. No, this is that moment in time where we have to make changes and we have to look for new opportunities. It's not the end of the world, but at the same time, it's not easy money anymore, is it? That's when I put the yellow flag. That was the main thing I was saying. The main message is the easy money has been made in the market. And hopefully you listened to me last year, you were in the leading areas of the market, and you made some of that easy money. Now it's tough slogging. It's going to have to be done in individual stocks and very little sectors of the market that are going to benefit from the sea change that's taking place in the world economy. Higher interest rate environment. We're in a higher interest rate environment. Say that, repeat that after me. We're in a higher interest rate, a rising interest rate environment. But at the same time, we're still in an economy that is growing. So there's going to be new leaders emerge. They're already starting to emerge. I identified several dozen of them over the weekend. And I'll be watching them going forward. And they'll start to show up in my portfolios. And I'll be featuring on my daily radio show a whole different set of stocks going forward. It looks like that ain't over till it's over. It's finally come to pass. It's over for certain areas of the market. And we have to move on. And we have to look for new opportunities in the market. You might want to read the newsletter over the weekend. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. This is Bill Gunderson. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.